The house looks great.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you get a chance to take that medication?
He did.
Has it helped any?
Well, no. You know, it's not constipation. I've thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. I think, and tell me if it's plausible, that his pylorum is, they said at the hospital spasm shut, but I'm afraid that it has thickened, actually.
Well, I'm wondering that, because they just never did get the tube through.
Right. And
that was my first thought, too. They didn't call it hypertrophy or enlarged, but it sure was spasming like crazy.
And, I mean, that would be, so if it was shut, is it possible that all of the food that Ben is eating is just sitting in his stomach?
And then coming back up?
No. Bathed in whatever, bile or whatever the acid is that goes down there until it dissolves and is able to go through the pipe. Because all...
I mean, if it's barely open, I suppose.
And then, you know, once it makes it past...
I would think he would puke. With once, a pyloric spasm, you're going to throw up.
Once it makes it past the pylorum, it just sits there because it's soft. And then, like, the poop that is coming out, that comes out, is the oldest poop. And it's not until, you know, the newest poop pushes. That's why his whole colon is all full of stool.
I mean, anything's possible.
And that the motility and the peristalsis, or whatever that's called, that it's not moving it because it doesn't feel like there's anything to push because it's all soft. It's all soft. Never anything hard. Never. It still smells bad. I mean,
so he did the 2 weeks of that medication?
Yes. And this is what really concerns me. I got the records from the hospital.
Yeah, I just went through them.
And in two of the, okay, one of the reports said the radiologist noted a large ovoid opacity projecting over the midline lower abdomen and pelvis, likely represents distended bladder, but he had gone to the bathroom. And then another radiologist said a somewhat tubular, vertically oriented structure projects over the midline soft tissue in the inferior pelvis, probably artifact from a structural... from a structure external to the patient. What does that mean?
It's a lot of gobbledygook.
Probably artifact from a structure external to the patient. Ben has complained of pain here from the beginning, and we have both felt this object.
A simple CT scan of his belly would show a mass.
They said that somebody else said that there was...
I haven't seen a CT scan.
So. A possible small right renal cortical cyst.
That's nothing to worry about.
And then another one said that there were more than one cyst. But this thing, the CAT scan, they said they couldn't see because it was so full of poop. They couldn't see what that... Mm-hmm. But if you touch it right now, you'll feel it. Several doctors have felt it and touched it. And they tell me, oh, that stool, but it's not.
If I pushed real hard, it would hurt the tongue. Yeah. Wow. It almost feels like it's in the muscle.
Oh.
Raise your head up off the table. That's muscle. Right there is what I'm feeling.
Well, this... Oh, there it is.
That's muscle.
That's something.
Yeah, it's right in the muscle, because when he raises his head up, it comes with it.
Maybe it's somehow around the muscle. muscle?
Might be. It's not stool. His bowel feels fine. That's... Has he ever seen a surgeon? General surgeon? Not a GI doc?
No.
I'd like him to see a pediatric surgeon. And I'd like them to see... Do you have a CT scan?
I do not have the copy of that. They didn't provide it to me. I do have x-rays. I don't have the CAT scan.
I mean, that... I suppose that could be poop, and that's what's showing up on the CT scan, but that sure doesn't feel like it. And it never changes. Even if he's had a bowel movement, it never changes.
Well, you can sometimes feel it. It seems like it comes to the forefront when I don't know. But, I mean, it feels like
it never changes.
Movable
position. It's always right there.
Yes.
Yeah. Should have delivered a straight from him if you feel it this way. Push like you're going to poop for me again. It's not muscle, it's in the bowel. Poor thing.
Now
it could be pylorus for sure. Usually they can see that on ultrasound. I mean, they can see...
Right, it was spasming.
And spasming. But it's more common in newborns, of course. That's where we usually pick it up. And usually they're puking all the time.
That's what they told me also. They said that it's usually present at birth, but I did see that...
No, it doesn't... It come on later.
Heilmanni-induced...
It can come on later. There's no question about that, but... I'd like you to see the pediatric surgeons and run this stuff by another doc.
Now,
I think it's pylorus. That's one thing. It could be other things going on. We tried the infection thing. That didn't work very well.
Well, I think it maybe treated part of it, but I think that it's already progressed.
I mean, they saw little ulcerations in his stomach.
They saw the ulcerations that were around the pyloric where they were trying to get
right.
it in. But then there was this area, it looked like thrush. It looked like a thrush infection. And no, but they didn't say anything about it. And then, you know, I've been reading through the records, and it has been so difficult. I mean, I know that doctors see lots of people, and that, you know, the majority of my patients that are complaining of this, it's this, you know. But I have known for a long time that it wasn't, you know, your common constipation. It was something else. And being able to explain it to the doctors and everything has been nigh impossible.
Yeah.
The doctors at the hospital from day one said that it was constipation. They said that that mom had not treated it.
If it was constipation, it would have already taken care of itself. By everything they've done, you know, that would have cleared out of there, and that would have been the end of it.
They say, so, you know, mom is anxious, and it's rubbing off on her son, and so there. But actually, that's they said in one report. Interesting to note that patient did not vomit while mom was away, and began to vomit again when mom returned. That has nothing. They keep trying to put like this behavioral aspect in it, and it's not. They, like I told you, they called DHS on me, and being able to describe it or explain it to a doctor or to a medical professional has been very difficult. But being able to explain it to a lay person has been more difficult.
Sure. What I'd like you to do when you go in to see the surgeon is tell him just the symptoms of what you see. What are the worst things that's going on? You feel this thing. He doesn't poop normally. He has terribly smelling bowel movement.